Let us turn to the hymn before the sermon today. Is hymn 642, chosen this hymn as it is pertains to also the sermon for today, a reminder of Jerusalem, the golden, and how we look forward to that day. There is a greater Jerusalem for us all in heaven. So let us turn to 642 and sing just verses 1, 2, and 4 of this hymn. Let's just go into a time of congregational prayer and unite and pray for one another. Dear Lord, we now come before you praying and uniting in prayer, and we come with this assurance, knowing that one day we will see you face to face in heaven. That there is a better place. That even on this earth, we can think of the best place we can be. And heaven is so much more the better. So may we look forward to that day and set our affections on things in heaven and not on things on earth. We pray, dear Lord, for the congregation at this time. We pray that you may help us. Help us to walk in your light as you have instructed us. Help us In this world, it is indeed tough with all the pressures and the influences of the wicked and evil world. And it tries us, it tests us, it tests our faith so much that sometimes we break down in distress and we often waver. But may we always seek you and always know that you can give us the strength, the grace to bear. We also specifically pray for the children, dear Lord, that from young they may know that and confess with their mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, dear Lord. Even them at a young age can know and have faith, faith that can surprise us all, this complete trust and dependency in you. We also pray, dear Lord, for many of us who are in school or seeking your will for our lives, in whether it be for career, whether it be in where you want us to stay or live, or those who are seeking a life partner, dear Lord, we pray that you may give them the assurance to know that all is in your timing. We pray, dear Lord, that you may help us as well. We may not know the way that you have directed us, but one thing we can be assured of is that we know our guide. We know that you will ever be and with us and direct us. So we pray and commit as well, dear Lord, the parents and the working adults in our congregation, for the parents as they raise up their children, may they teach in love and in mercy, but also to not with spare the rod, for you have said in your word, and that you may always be the head of each house, dear Lord, present. And may your word also be preached in every household here, that the whole household may worship and praise you and believe in you. It is a blessed thought, dear Lord, to have a family that prays together, that worships together, that serves you as one. And we also pray for those others, even those in the evening years, dear Lord, those who are also working, that you may continue to give them the strength, dear Lord, in their bodies as they fight off the illnesses of life, also for wisdom in the everyday activities, may it be at work or even just everyday household chores. We pray for safety as well, that you may always be with your people, even the short trip here and there that we take every day that we may take for granted. Dear Lord, we thank you for that as well. Also, dear Lord, we like to pray and thank you for the many ministries of the church that we have here today. We thank you that you may, for the people that are serving in these ministries, may you give them as well the wisdom as they conduct or direct and lead each group, and that those who attend may be blessed, dear Lord, and that you may bring others in into this fellowship of like-minded brethren. And dear Lord, I pray as well for those in the session, that you may give us wisdom as well. May we be men of your word to continue to read and be prayerful men, that we may be led by your Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, at this time as well, we commit unto you, Brother Bendik, as he comes up to deliver your word. We pray for him as not only does he travel up each week to preach your word, we pray for him as he finishes up his studies down in Tacoma. Give him, dear Lord, the discipline as he sets aside the time to not only do well in his studies, but as he prepares for the sermons. And we thank you that he is able again to come up and preach your word. May you empower him through the Holy Spirit. May his words and your words not fall on deaf ears. May it lay root in our hearts, dear Lord, even today, and that we may go away blessed, convicted of your word, pricked in our minds, and that we will go away and apply these words to our hearts. So be with us now. Meet with us even during the preaching of your word. For all of us who pray in Jesus' name, amen. Turn with me to our scripture text for today. It is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 5, and I shall read for you the whole chapter of 2 Samuel chapter 5. It is found on page 280 of your pew Bibles. Second Samuel chapter 5, verse 1. Then came all the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron, and spake, saying, Behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Also in time past, when Saul was king over us, thou wast he that led us out and brought us in Israel. And the Lord said to thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a captain over Israel. So all the elders of Israel came to the king to Hebron. And King David made a league with them in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. In Hebron he reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months. And in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. And the king and his men went to Jerusalem unto the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, which spake unto David, saying, Except thou take away the blind and the lame, thou shalt not come in hither, thinking David cannot come in hither. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, the same is the city of David. And David said on that day, Whosoever getteth up to the gutter and smiteth the Jebusites, and the lame and the blind that are hated of David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Wherefore they said, The blind and the lame shall not come into the house. So David dwelt in the fort and called it the city of David. And David built round about from Milo and inward. And David went on and grew great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. And Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David, and cedar trees, and carpenters, and masons, and they built David an house. And David perceived that the Lord had established him king over Israel, and that he had exalted his kingdom for his people Israel's sake. And David took him more concubines and wives out of Jerusalem, after he was come from Hebron. And there were yet sons and daughters born to David. And these be the names of those that were born unto him in Jerusalem, Shammua, and Shobab, and Nathan, and Solomon, Ibar also, and Elishua, and Nephag, and Japhia, and Elishama, and Eliada, and Eliphaleh. And when the Philistines heard that they had anointed David king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the hold. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go up to the Philistines? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, Go up. For I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. And David came to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there, and said, The Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me as a breach of waters. Therefore he called the name of that place Baal Perazim. And there they left their images, and David and his men burned them. And the Philistines came up yet again and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, Thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the hosts of the Philistines. And David did so, as the Lord had commanded him, and smote the Philistines from Geba unto thou come to Gezer. Now I invite Bendik to come up to deliver God's message for today.